Are you ready to boss up?
Hi, I'm Courtney.
I'm Kayla Marie.
And I'm Sammy.
Welcome to our podcast where we talk about life,
business, and everything in between.
Follow us on this crazy journey called life. Hey, y'all.
We're here.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Wow, we're in my closet.
We're just vibing out.
Vibing out, recording our first
podcast.
It's so exciting.
So exciting.
Oh my gosh. We're so nervous. We're not going to lie to you guys.
We're very
nervous. But we're going to be our true self here.
Yes, and I'm like shaking. Okay, we're allowed to be nervous.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about here? We're going to talk about everything, right?
Yeah. Life to business.
We all own our own businesses. So we're all out there doing it, grinding.
And we're all in different business categories. So
we'll
all bring something different.
Yes.
It's exciting. Well, I guess I'll start off. My name is Courtney. I started my business, Cotton and Court, about 2.5 years ago-ish. I started it with my husband's cousin. It wasn't Cotton and Court then. It was really just like a fun hobby we were just doing for ourselves. We love Disney and we love going to Disneyland. And so we would always be buying t-shirts and cups and all kinds of like, you know, custom stuff or cute Disney stuff. And we kind of like looked at each other one day and we're like, why don't we try to like make our own stuff? We would save so much money if we just made it ourselves and we could, you know, do whatever we wanted. And so that's really where it started. We both got like vinyl cutters. I got a Cricut, and was just making little Disney shirts with vinyl for family trips. And then, I was kind of talking to my husband about it and I really wanted to make it like a full-time job. So I didn't have to go back to work after I had my son. And so we kind of, you know, stopped doing the whole, you know, Disney shirt thing. We both kind of got busy in our own ways. And then I started Cotton and Court like that very same week. And it's just been crazy to think that, like, when I look at shirts that I used to make and shirts I make now, it's just like,
it's really
crazy.
When I seen your past ones, I was like, girl.
Yeah, they were not good.
You bossed up for sure.
I bossed up for sure because they were not good. And I've learned a lot about shirts along the way. And it is not an easy business to be in because I feel like so many people want to dip their hands in it because it is fun. It is creative. It's a good way to, you know, make money on top of it. And it's fun, but it's also a lot of work, and people don't realize that when they get into it, and they think, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, put some vinyl on some t-shirts, and they don't really think, you know, well, you know, vinyl doesn't last on t-shirts, so if you want to give your customers a quality product, you have to provide a quality, you know, solution to that, and that's not cheap. And so it's kind of, it's fun to see other people do it, and, like, watch them along their journey and cheer them on, because there's just so many different areas of the same business that, you know, we can be in. Like, you can make, you know, hundreds of t-shirts for companies, or you could do more like how I do it, a boutique style, and sell your designs. And so there's really a lot of different ways you can go with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun. I mean, 2.5 years, I feel like it's not even been that long, and I've made it work, and I made it to where I can stay home and be with my kids, and that's what was important to me. So
you're come here. A long way.
We awesome. Have come a long way. It's crazy. My old shirts were shit. They really were. They were so bad. And it's funny that now that I see them and I'm just like, I can't believe I sold that to somebody for money. Like,
right.
What was I doing? Like, I'm
but
sorry.
You bastard.
But if you buy it from me now, I promise you it's about 100 times better.
Right. Yes, 100 times better. My shirt right. I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
We're all repping
Cotton and Court here. Mm-hmm. All right, Sam, what about you?
Okay, I started my business, True Touch Aesthetics, about a year ago when I enrolled in school. It was a struggle with myself to figure out if I wanted to go solo in this business or if I wanted to work under somebody, but with COVID hitting and all that, I really just wanted to venture off and go by myself. I started my own, I got my own spa room set up. And I just started going from there. I started getting a lot of clients to come to my school at first and work on them. And then a lot of them followed me out of school, which was great.
And you do, like, facials and lashes.
Facials,
she does
lashes.
My lashes.
Yes.
Waxing.
Lashes. The waxing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I got waxed for the Bahamas.
She got her first
y'all,
wax.
That hurt hurts. It was so crazy.
It does not hurt. It does not hurt for me.
It didn't hurt that bad. It was just like an unexpecting feeling.
Right. You don't know what to expect. Well,
especially down there.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And body contouring as well.
What is it like waxing people down there? Like, do you ever have any like awkward or funny stories of like anything that's happened? Because I feel like there's so many things that could go wrong.
I feel like with me.
What happened?
I think it's more awkward for the customer.
Right, because you're just
for
over
me.
Here,
I don't
literally
mind having myself all up in someone's coochie.
Because at the end of the day, you're just doing a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like it's more awkward for them, you know, they're the ones naked.
In
kind
front of a stranger.
Yeah,
like
on the table, just kind of like, But I try to like talk to them. I try to make them as comfortable as possible because nobody's judging what it looks like.
No.
I'm just getting it all cleaned up for you.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, facials are like my number one.
I've gotten a facial by you, and it was really good.
I love skincare. I love making people feel more
you
confident
give the
in their
best
skin.
Massage.
Oh my gosh.
That, a lot of estheticians hate the massage portion, but that's ironically my favorite part is to give massages. Yeah. I love just seeing them relax.
If you are in the Disco Brentwood area, you need to go get a facial by her so she can rub your shoulders because it's the best.
Yes.
Yeah, and what else? You do body contouring?
Yeah. I got into that recently. I like it. It's more of like a when you're close to what your body goals are, that's kind of like a just to help the stubbornness, the fat that
like
doesn't
skin,
go.
Yeah, like
but
the, yeah.
It's not a like a
fix all just here. Let's
compared it to like a BBL,
pounds.
Right.
But it's good for those that are close to where their goal is at.
Yes.
Right. It's cool how you have so many different things you offer. Like, you could almost be, like, a full salon. You know, lashes, a facial,
and
body
contouring,
waxing.
And that's what I wanted to bring in different, you know, different crowds of people, too. You know, some people don't come to me for facials, but they come for me for waxing. Or they come for me for body contouring. So I have a whole variety.
Yeah.
Or the pump of the booty.
Mm-hmm, that's Kayla's
thing. That's who Kayla loves, her
booty
plumper.
Plumped. Yes. If y'all want it, hit her up. Because it is the best feeling.
Kayla
ever
lives by it. She's like, can you do my butt?
Yeah, can you do my butt?
Because,
But yeah, I love it. I love it.
So have you always loved the beauty industry?
Yeah. For a while, I wanted to do hair. But then, I don't know, I transferred over to skin and I wouldn't go back.
Yeah. You do a good job. So keep it up, girl.
You're smart. Period. You know what you're doing and that's what I love.
Yes.
I trust you.
I'm like,
you.
I need you to get this thing off my forehead.
No, for real.
No,
you need a facial after
this. You gotta know ingredients. You gotta know skin types. You gotta know what to help with this and
right, because certain people could have certain reactions.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's skin is different. No treatment is the same for one person that it is for the other. And that's what I like, too. It's not the same boring routine over and over again. It's always something different.
Yeah.
So I love that, too.
Yes.
All right, Kayla.
Okay,
so
who are
I'm
you?
Kayla Marie. And I started my microblading because during COVID, I graduated and I was like at a lost place in my life.
How was that? Okay, pause. How was graduating during COVID?
Bro.
Because both of us.
I know. She
graduated
the year before me.
Right. You were literally in COVID.
Oh my God.
Because I remember when you
were like the drive-through graduation.
Yeah, no, I remember because I was going to go to your graduation party and it did not happen.
Yeah, no. It was, I was supposed to have a whole like 18th birthday party, like my debut, like that was all planned.
We got our dresses for it.
Our dresses, like the venue was already planned, like everything was done, but COVID hit and I was so depressed. I was like, oh my God, like,
well, you're right out of high school.
What the hell am I
going
to do with my life now? Because I wanted to go to cosmetology school, but then I was like, COVID hit, so there's no point of going because it's going to be harder now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Like, what is something I like? And then Amy was like, hey, this girl like does microblading, and I'm like, hey,
and
I
your makeup has
Let
always been
that.
Oh yeah,
so
she's always
we
been
know
yeah
makeup.
My brows always I take like 45 minutes.
Let me tell y'all, we would get ready for school in the morning and she would wake up at least an hour before me because I didn't do my makeup. I was up, throw my hair in a bun, let's go. She was up for like an hour before us doing her makeup.
Yes.
Every day?
Every day.
You did not go to school without makeup on?
Nope.
So, funny fact, in high school, I was like that. I would not leave my house. I didn't care if I was had to be an hour late. I would not leave my house without a full face of makeup because I thought I looked ugly without it. I really did. Because that was what was, like, always being pushed is if you weren't wearing makeup, if you didn't have your hair done, you weren't cute. And so, literally, every day. And then I remember, it was honestly until I probably was pregnant with Evan, and I was like, yeah, I really don't care. But even then, as I got a little bit older, it started to gradually be better, but I would still be like, oh, really, before I go anywhere, I'm going to wear makeup. But when I say I would not leave my house without makeup, I mean I would not leave my house. So it was just like gradually got better, but now I don't even care. I probably wear makeup like 10% of the time.
No, for real. Like, I love makeup so much, and I love doing it, but I hate wearing it.
It's just annoying.
I just love... It's just, I can rub my eyes.
I will say, though, I am the worst. Don't kill me, Sam. But I am the worst at washing my makeup off.
Oh, my God.
I don't do it.
Even if I fall asleep. Do what they do, okay? Yeah. Because you are clogging up all those pores.
No, for real.
And I have the blackheads to show it. So, like, I know it's bad. But I just, like, I don't know what it is. But when I'm, like, tired at night, I just do not care about washing my face. It's bad. And
then you wake up that morning with that regret.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, oh, no. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Okay, so you loved makeup.
Loved makeup. And then, I don't know.
You just were like, brows.
Yeah, I was like, let's do brows. Like, you know, it's a class. My mom was like, hey, girl, like, you're stuck in this room. We need to do something. Because before that, I moved out because I'm stupid, you know? I'm 18.
No, lessons learned.
I thought I was an adult and I wasn't. Thought you knew it all? Yeah, I did. I really did. But now I'm like, you're dumb, Kayla. But that's past Kayla. This is new Kayla. She is outgrown that Kayla.
Every day evolving.
Literally every day evolving. But I went to the class and I literally fell in love with it. I took the class by Miss Browbing.
I love her. She did my brows amazing.
Yes, she's awesome. And I fell in love with it from the day, like, I did it. I was like, oh my god, yeah, this is what I want to do.
And my brows looked bomb, by the way. I was her model.
She was my model, and oh my god, it was amazing. I loved it. I was like, okay, everybody, get your brows in.
Yep. You've been doing my brows. They look so good.
And she was a great, like, hands-on teacher as well.
Yeah,
like,
and even outside of, like, being in the class, she always, like, if I needed a... advice or a question, she was always like, yeah, girl, do this, or this, if you're not doing this, do this, and I like that, like, the advice from boss babes, because we need that.
Right, that's we all can learn something from each other, because, you know, I don't know everything you know, and I don't know all this stuff you've been through with your customers, and your customers, because all of our clientele is different.
It's different, exactly, yeah. Like, Sam has more,
because she just has...
She has so much to offer.
So much to offer.
Yeah, I feel like my customer base... is a lot, it's honestly, it's actually half and half, but I have a lot of online where you guys don't really have that option.
Yeah, because we don't sell products, we sell ourselves.
But I will be coming out with stuff soon.
Ooh, yes.
So we're just excited. Wait for it. We don't talk about it, but it's a secret.
All right. Got it. Yeah, that's super exciting. So what else do you, like, keep want to focusing on brows? Is there any
services
you want to do soon? Like, what is your dreams,
I guess? Bless Beauty is because I want to bless people and make them beautiful and love themselves and their skin. And I just feel like later on I'm going to be taking the ombre powder class, so that will be one of my services. Yes, that's actually exciting. Like, taking the class pretty soon. And then I'm going to be offering lamination and brow tinting. Yes,
that'll be a good service for people that don't want such a permanent
fix. Or that have contraindications for microblading.
Yeah, because if you're, like, pregnant or, like, certain medications, you can't.
Exactly.
Right. That's perfect.
So, that's better for other people if they don't have brows. I cannot do that for you. Sorry.
There's no solution for them. Instead of just, oh, I'm sorry, turn you down as a customer. Like, okay, we can't do this, but we can do this for you.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But I don't do waxing. That's all you. I literally always like, hey, you can get waxed before you get your brows. Go to True Touch. Yeah. I'm always like that.
But you clean them up with the
razor.
Yeah,
but they like a clean.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want, like, a clean,
I can't do it before because, like, you have open wounds at the time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a point.
Yeah, because waxing is it exfoliates and pulls all that top layer of skin off.
Exactly. So that is a no-go. Mm-hmm. I need that skin.
What about you, Sam? Is there any, like, services you've thought about, like, adding on?
I actually am going to take... They're changing, or they're adding on to under the esthetician scope coming January 1st, 2022, that we are allowed to do dermaplaning in California. Ooh. So that's something I always wanted to do, but it was illegal out here. Yeah. So I'm going to take a class before January, and I'm definitely going to add that on to my menu.
Why was it illegal? Like, what was the whole thing?
The whole thing in California, we are under an esthetician scope of practice. We were not allowed to use any needle point or objects. Okay. So, like, we couldn't even use those super pointy tweezers.
Okay.
Technically.
Nothing sharp.
In other states, it's allowed. That's just California's rule. But they're allowing dermaplaning under our scope, lash lift and tints, and brow. So
before lash lifts and tints.
Yeah, it wasn't under our scope.
Wow. So that's cool. So now you can do those.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that. Dermaplaning was definitely something I wanted to learn. Yeah. I was going to go to Reno, actually, and take the class before they announced that it'll be legal out here in California. So, I'm excited about that. Yes.
Yes.
So, how would you, since you guys are...
What is dermaplaning? What is dermaplaning?
It's basically... I know you guys see those, like, razors you clean up your eyebrows with, and you see, like, the little razors at Target and stuff. It's basically a razor that takes off the vellus skin of your hair, but it also exfoliates your dead skin cells.
Okay.
So
I've seen people, like, post on TikTok them doing it to themselves. Yeah.
So those at-home ones, that will take off your hair, but those razors are not sharp enough to take off your dead skin cell. It's not exfoliating your skin like a real dermaplaning razor is. So that's what you're getting.
Is there any blood?
No.
Okay.
You can scratch.
If you have a little pimple or something.
But you don't do it on people that have open acne. Okay. So if you have, like, you know, open acne or open wounds on your face, then we would have to clear that up first and kind of do different treatments until that's cleared up, and then we would do a dermaplane on you.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to need that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Skin needs it. Yes, my for skin sure. needs it.
So since you guys both are more just, like, in person, right, you have to have someone near you, obviously, because you can't ship a brow wax, or, you know, you can't ship a microblading.
Right.
Yeah, right.
How do you guys try to get clients? Like, what is your biggest, like, outreach ways to get clients to you and to discover you?
Definitely Instagram.
Yeah, I think social media, but I also think word of mouth from previous clients is a huge form of advertising. Yes, and how
that
well
is the
you
biggest.
Do.
Right, because if I see your lashes look great, I'm
say, you're like, who did you go to? Right. Because I need those.
Well, and also, too, if you have a bad experience with someone and say, like, I had a bad experience with someone and I tell you about it, you're not going to want to go to them. It's all about... word of mouth from our previous clients too, I think, is a big thing.
Yeah.
But and social media is huge nowadays, so that's everyone's a huge part of promoting, you know?
Yeah. It's COVID.
Right.
So.
You have to constantly be posting and constantly be
consistent.
Yeah. Because I've seen it even with my business when I don't post for a week, or if I don't post, you know, for a few days, it drops your followers, it drops your likes, it drops how many people are viewing your stuff.
Yeah.
And the people that you're reaching isn't going to be the same. You literally have to be on it and, like, post and post and post. And, like, that can be
out
hard.
Out of sight, out of mind type situation,
you know? It is hard.
I felt that. Mm-hmm. Because,
So, Court, with your business and how you bleach and all that, what are the struggles you find with the weather not cooperating? Because I know you're kind of going through that right now.
Right now it has been pretty cloudy and rainy here. So with bleaching there, I could take a blanket and bleach it right here in this closet right now, and it would probably turn a color, but it wouldn't turn the color I'm either looking for, or it's not going to be a suitable quality left to where I can do a print on it and wear it. Because bleach, if you don't process it correctly, it'll either eat the material, it will either not turn the right color, it'll not bleach at all. Like, those are all issues you can run into. And, you know, ruining inventory, it can all add up in costs. So if I'm out there trying to bleach when it's cloudy, and I bleach, you know, 20 sweatshirts and they don't turn out, well, now I just lost
20
a lot of money.
Sweatshirts. Yeah.
So it's very important, and it's hard because I'm like, I want to get my stuff out to people as soon as possible, but at the same time, I want to give them something that
some is quality product.
Product that's yeah. not, you know, they're not going to throw it in their washer and dryer and it disintegrates. Mm-hmm. Because that can easily happen. And it does happen. And if that ever does happen, you know, I'd always take care of the customer. But that is one thing with bleaching. It's a chemical going on a material and it's meant right. to eat it. And the reason it turns white or different color is because it's eating the shirt. Literally. Right. So you have to also take the right processes when you wash it to make sure you stop that process or it'll just continue to eat the shirt. So it's trial and error.
Right. I've
done it for 2 years now and it's been a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. And you're still learning new things.
Still learning. Yeah. There's new techniques that come out and I see them all the time and I'm like, that's cool. Like that's something new. Or that's, you know, a new method. Like, people have been really into tie-dye lately or paint splatter and really that distressed look. And so bleaching is part of it, but then there's so much more that it could turn into. So it's really fun to just keep up with all, like, the fashion and what people want and what new styles and stuff.
Well, and designs, too. Yeah. You have to come up with.
And that can be hard sometimes to sit there and think, like, are people going to buy this one? Or do I just like it? Or does one person just want this? You know, is it something that multiple people are going to like, because I'm not more of like the business that just sells one or two. I'm trying to sell, you know, 30
right.
or, you know, 20 of one item. So it's not just like, you know, and I do custom stuff here and there, like one of a kind stuff, but the majority of the money and the sales that I make is through like my boutique
stuff. I was going to ask, do you like doing custom things rather than being creative and making your own?
It depends. Design? I don't like sometimes the custom orders that I get because it's very hard to do. Or like a lot of people will send me a design of someone else's sweatshirt and be like, oh, can you make this? And it's like, that's hard because I don't want to go and literally steal their design, right?
Design, yeah.
Or it might be hard, like, you know, if it's like a logo, like, where am I going to get that logo from? You know, it's like one of those types of things. But it also is fun sometimes and challenging to, like, have to really figure out how I'm going to do it. And also, too, like, am I even able to do it? Like, do I have the right machinery and, like, the right materials? Like, is that something that I can do and still provide quality product? Because some designs they're not in my reach. I'm hoping one day I'll have a big machine that prints all my shirts, but right now it's just little old me, so.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for all of us. How or what were our struggles starting our businesses?
Getting clientele. Getting people to trust me with their skin. Or getting people to trust me to work on them.
Yeah, I feel that. 100%.
I've worked on a lot of my family and friends first just to get the practice of it because, you know, I'd be so nervous when I'd have, like, a paying client come because I'm like, oh, my God, like, everything has to be perfect. Like, it was a struggle.
No, I feel that because microblading is, like, you need to trust somebody. These eyebrows are about to be set permanent on your face, you know what I mean? Like, if it turns out bad, like...
Well, that and you have a razor to my eyebrows, so I want to make sure you're sanitary. Right. Like, I'm not going to get some, like...
Waxing people's eyebrows used to be my number one fear. Because, like, people are picky about their brows. I'm picky about my own brows. And I'm like, what if I, like, fuck this up? What if I just take their whole brow off? Like, I remember one time at school, we did, like, when we were freshmen in school, we did, like, a friends and family day. And I had my cousin come in to wax his eyebrows. And I told him, I'm like, okay, keep your eyes closed, right? And I laid the wax under his bottom eyebrow, and he opened his eyes, and all of his lashes were stuck in the wax. And I was, like, freaking out, because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get in so much trouble. Like, oh, my God. I got him out. He was fine, but, yeah. I've had some wild times. Funny fact,
I used to do lashes. Like, I still do, like, my regular clients, but I used to, like, I used to have, like, a full business, like, doing lashes way before I started shirts, and I would always get the glue stuck in, like, my hair.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the end,
especially
the tips
when
of
you
my
use
hair.
The rings, because
yes.
it, oh, my God.
And I would literally have to cut it out of my hair, because that stuff does not come off. So, I'm just, like, I was always, like, what if this bottle just, like, fell into their eye? Like, what in, like,
that's why I had to stop using the rings, because I was so worried, like, because it would tip on me all the time. Like, okay, that's irritating, but whatever. Right. But, like, what if it tipped
on their
forehead?
Eyebrow, or their forehead.
Or
just
someone, like... Eyelash glue is a very strong adhesive. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just like, wipe it off real quick.
Worse.
And that's a very bad, it's irritating to your skin. Like, even when you have the lashes touching their eyelid skin, like, it's irritating. So imagine, like, a full glob just falling on you.
Yeah. I'd be so scared. I can really feel that burn. Like, ow. Like, really, ow.
Yeah, that is kind of scary. What is yours?
My biggest hardship. I feel like my own struggle is me. No, seriously. Like, I just overthink everything. Yeah. And I just feel like I always think the worst of everything, which I need to not, you know? Like, I feel like, oh, what if I do this?
Right.
What if no one likes this? You know what I mean? If I do this, what if they... But I feel like I should just do me. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just...
And it's also, I feel like it's important understanding that not everybody is meant to be your client. Right. Not everybody is meant to be your customer. For you. Yeah, like, you know, it's... That's just how it is. And there's nothing
you gotta find who your clients are, and you gotta figure out and attack them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, your
group. Like, you're mine.
Yes. But no, you're for real. Because, you know what? Someone might not like you. And, you know, and that's okay, because guess what? You might not like
there's
them.
There's a lot of clients.
And if
that
you
are...
don't, I'll recommend you to somebody else.
Right. Right, exactly.
You're like, I have a list of people I know that do brows that can help you out that you might like better.
Yeah. But I'm okay with that.
A lot of people don't do that. And it's like, there's enough clientele for all of them.
Literally. And that's what, like, I love too. Like, if you don't like me, I can recommend you to somebody else, because I love Boss Babe. So you can help other bosses.
I love recommending people that want, like, birthday shirts and stuff to your cousin, Tiana.
Right.
Because for me, it's not enjoyable. I don't enjoy doing Ninja Turtle shirts or Baby Shark shirts.
She just
don't enjoy it. And she loves doing that kind of stuff. And she loves making stuff like that. So I will happily send them her way. Because, you know what? Yeah, I might make a little money off of it. But I'm going to be miserable in my office pressing those stupid shirts.
You'd rather do something you love than something you're like, ugh, I have to go make this. Or, ugh, I have to go do this. I want to go to work and be like, I want to wake up for work. Yeah,
I feel like that
was
my biggest struggle starting, was like, I had to figure out what I was making and what I was doing and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Because at first I was making the Disney stuff and I liked that and, you know, that was fun. But then I was like, no, I want to, like, make cute tees that people want to buy. You know, because not everyone goes to Disney. You know what I mean? So, like, you can only service so many people. Like,
Sam.
I've never been to Disneyland, you guys.
We're
about
to take her. It's gonna be
a
business trip.
We're going to Disney.
Oh, yes.
But we are literally gonna pop her Disney cherry.
Yes,
and I'm excited.
And it's gonna be Christmas.
It's gonna be amazing.
So magical.
So
as Court says.
So magical.
Bro, you're not ready for it,
promise. But that was, like, the hardest part for me, was really figuring out what direction I wanted to go in, as far as, was I gonna do... Because for a while, I was also doing a ton of, like, local businesses shirts. So it was like, am I going to try to more sell myself to them and, like, getting big wholesale orders? Or am I going to try to more sell to who I sell now, which is more, like, moms and other girls my age. Yeah, and, like, I make cute stuff that they want and stuff. And that's where I love
doing. There's so many different routes you can go with making shirts and stuff.
Right. If someone approaches me and, like, they're like, oh, can you make some shirts for my business? I'm not usually going to say no to an order like that. But, like, when it comes to, like, the birthday party stuff, like, I'm like, I'm going to send you away.
Yeah,
just
like,
I
know somebody that can do that for
and
you.
And that's just because it's not something I enjoy anymore.
That's kind of, like, how it is with me and my friend Christy. We were in school together. She's located in Pleasant Hill, and I'm located in Discovery Bay. So, you know, we offer the same services. So, if I have someone that's closer out to her, you know, I'll recommend you to her because she's closer to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's not bad to help other people.
No, it is
not a competition, right? That is the main word.
And
people
so many
just wanna
people want to make it a competition, and it's like, I'm not against you at all.
Yeah, we're with you.
I'm with you. Like,
we want you to succeed just as much as we want ourselves to succeed.
Exactly.
And that is also one of the biggest reasons why I started doing the pop-ups that we do. And that's because it's not as hard now as it was when I started doing these a few years ago. But pop-ups weren't as, like, frequent as they are. And it was hard for people to get into pop-ups because they weren't so easy to get into. And they weren't every weekend. And they weren't this and that. So they were very limited on who could be in them. And it was kind of, like, a very selective group.
Right.
And so when I started my pop-ups, it was, like, I tried to fit in as many businesses as I could. And there would be times when we would have, like, 35 to 40 vendors. And luckily now, like, there's been a lot of other people do pop-ups. So it's been able to... be spread out, so it's not so, because we were jam-packed in the Willy's parking lot for so long. Like, there was so many pop-up tents, and it was almost, like, too much, because there was just too many vendors. Like, yeah. It was a lot in the area that we had. But it was, like, an outlet for all of these small businesses to come out and sell their stuff. And
yeah, I love it.
And get their
and
name
I still
out.
Love doing them, and I it's yeah. still something fun.
Yes, like, I love everybody at those events.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Everybody.
It's
they're all so
fun
positive.
To support. All yeah. of them, and just yeah. have a good group of people that mm-hmm. support you as well.
Right.
And that's the thing, we're all there supporting each other. We all have each other's backs. We're all cheering each other on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like a, like, it's honestly like
no
a big group
that
event.
No one bought
that
yet, we'll buy
yes.
something from you. You know
it's
what I
just,
mean? Like,
we all
if
support
I don't
each
got
other.
It, I got you.
Yeah.
Like,
we all support each
I'll
other.
I'll give you my last dollar.
Mm-hmm. No, for real.
No, for
it's
real.
Like,
I've gave them one of my last dollars before, I swear to God. Like, yeah. I need my caramel apple, girl.
Oh my God, yes, you guys.
We... Adopted. I just love them, and every time, like, the night before, I always just get so excited, and, like, I just can't wait for the event, because it's always such a good turnout. We have the sweetest people around us. We really
yes.
do. Like, we always get, you know, someone that's, like, not as sweet, but, you know what? Not everyone
it's
is
okay.
for us.
Yeah,
not everyone
exactly.
is for our pop-ups, and that's fine. And we can be out there, and at the end of the day, we're there to support our community and
yes.
to support other local businesses, mm-hmm. and that's what we do.
And to get all of our names out there and known. And
were you guys scared? I remember your first pop-up. Actually, I remember your first pop-up, too, okay? Were you guys
we
nervous?
Were together.
Yeah, you guys were together.
Oh, my
were
God.
You guys nervous?
It was sis.
Yeah, especially because Kayla's mom.
I remember
mom,
you were
my
freaking
mom was
yeah,
there.
Kayla's
was
mom was there, like,
out.
You guys need to stand right
yes,
there. You guys
I
need
remember.
To talk to everybody. You guys need to drag everybody. And I'm like, oh, my. Like,
my
I don't know what to do.
She is
amazing.
People.
She
yeah.
is amazing. But it was a lot for me.
Yeah.
Well, and also, too, it was like, we don't sell products,
right.
as we said. So it was more getting our name out there, getting our business out there, you know. So it was nervous.
Yeah.
I was nervous, definitely.
I just feel like from when we first started to now.
Oh, my God. You guys
like,
are different people out
oh,
there.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You guys are social
like,
little butterflies with
yeah,
all the other vendors. And
literally. And, like, our actual, like,
your
setup
is better.
Getting better.
It's getting better, yes. We have
that's
more
the,
to come,
well,
you know?
One of the biggest questions, though, I always get is, how do you set up for a pop-up?
I just feel like make it you.
Yeah.
Make it something
yeah.
you like and you want. Like, me and Sis love, you know, browns.
Yeah,
we
love our
neutral
aesthetic.
So we're
going to
go
vibe.
With this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if you want to make it bright, girl, go for you. Like,
yeah, you can
make
hang,
it neon. Make
I always
it
tell
pink,
people, you
like,
can hang stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
Courtney's
yeah,
pop-up
like,
looks like a whole
what,
room.
Literally,
if you've
like,
seen hers, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Literally, like, just, exactly. Just make
just
it you.
Make it you.
Just
whatever you
want to
do.
You, like,
if you just want to have a table with stuff on it, if you
yeah.
want to have a
yeah.
shelf, if you want to have stuff hanging,
yeah.
if you want to have
baskets. Keep it in your pop-up. That's
there's
yeah.
no
that's
right
say.
Or
do
wrong way
want.
To set up, I feel
right.
like.
Because
everyone's
have no decorations.
Setup is different.
You
yeah.
could have,
yeah.
you know, all the decorations in the world. Like, it doesn't
literally.
Matter. Just
literally.
The important part is getting out there and just doing it. Because if you keep telling yourself, I'm going to wait until I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to wait until I have exactly
this
what I
that.
Want. You're never going to end up doing it.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're waiting on something, still having your name out there, it'll be easier for when whatever you're waiting
yeah.
on comes. People
yeah.
already know about you.
Yeah.
Right.
People already know that you're out here. And then it's like, oh, they have something new.
Okay,
cool. Okay,
what
like,
is it? Like, they're
yeah.
going to be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, curious.
We've gotten a lot of, like, people interact with our business just from handing out our business cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, doing stuff like
and
that.
And you can even do just like a simple, you cannot even sell anything and
yeah.
just do like a giveaway. If you follow me, you're entered in a
yeah,
giveaway.
Yeah,
that's
you
guys
I do. I do a raffle like
yeah.
that for lashes.
Yeah.
Just to get more people active on my page
yeah.
because, you know.
I'd rather just have more clientele than money in my pocket.
Right. Because, yeah.
I'm not about that. Like,
no.
I'd rather please other people and make them feel good than putting money in my pocket. Like, money
there have been
is
times
money
when
just paper.
I don't even set up for pop-ups.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just, like, don't have it in me, and that's fine because I'm doing the pop-up too. And it's, like, finding the balance of running the pop-up
running
and my
and
booth. It's
booth
been a struggle,
it.
But, like, you two honestly have, like, helped me a lot because I literally get there in the morning, Kayla's with me, we'll set up some of my stuff together. Then people start coming and dragging me and asking questions, and I come back and my stuff is set up, and I'm like, oh, all right, that's perfect.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah,
and I just,
we're good to go.
Yeah, and
all.
It's like, and that's
I
but that's the thing.
Bosses.
But we all do that, and if we see someone still setting
oh, yeah.
up and it's
yeah,
20 minutes
like
before the pop up,
yeah,
we
I'll
all run
help.
Over there. Yeah,
and literally. Even setting down after
yeah,
the pop up,
yeah.
we're always we don't leave until everybody's
done.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll help. It's not
right.
yeah.
even though our table is put away and all that. Oh, someone over here is struggling. They're by themselves. Let's go help them. Like it's
teamwork.
Teamwork. Right. There is no I in team, guys. There is no I in team. My mama taught me that.
And we can all support each other and still be successful in our business. Right. There's no need to not support someone else for what.
Yes.
I always, even if it might not be someone you like, especially in the town that we live in, it's a very small,
town.
Well, the three towns. We're just all very, knit. And if you piss off someone here, they could have 20 friends that are your customers and you didn't even know it, and now you just lost 21 customers versus one. So you have to treat every customer and every business relationship
the same,
fair, and
definitely fair, I would say, because you can't give a discount to somebody saying this and then saying it to the other, because what if they're friends and she's like, oh, why do you get a discount? Microblading for $150 and now I'm getting it for $225. What the heck?
You have to treat everyone, and I think it's very important to implement your policies.
Right.
Keep those, because that's also going to bring the clientele that you want. You don't want somebody who no call, no shows you all the time and, all that stuff. You want to really have your policies set in stone, and then it'll attract the clients that are willing to follow your policy, because that's your time. That's your time, and that's your money.
I don't like wasting my time. Time is everything.
Especially for us, the, take appointments and stuff, you book, and then you just don't show up. We could have booked someone else in that time. And we're sitting there waiting for you. That's all a whole hour time slot.
Right, and you guys both are driving 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's a struggle, too. I've had that happen a couple times where I'm out there, everything's set up, ready to go, and then they cancel, and it's like, okay, well,
an hour driving there, back, setting up.
I already have my products out, so now that product goes to waste. Right. I can't put it back in the bottle.
That's unsanitary.
So that's something I struggle with, though. I need to really, especially with my deposits and my late fees, because I'm very understanding. I try to be understanding, but sometimes you get taken for granted.
Right, because you're still trying to grow your business, and you're like, okay, I'm going to be flexible and understanding, but then at the same time, you can only allow that to happen so much before it starts to annoy you.
Well, then the client thinks that's okay, and that's not the type of clientele I want. Clientele that's going to communicate with me. That's the number one thing. Just communicate,
I'm a human. All of us are willing to work with people
as much as we can, but we can't do that if you don't communicate with us as well. Life is life. Shit happens.
Right.
People have kids, you can't predict everything, but
you don't feel good, but to the, there's people that do just book to book, and then they're like, oh, I don't, whether it's, I don't have the money right now, or I don't have the time or whatever, but it's it's still wasting your time.
Right.
But even if people don't even have the money like that, I feel like a cool thing we could do is coupons. Women who struggle with
a payment plan, you could pay half and then book a month out, and then you could pay the other half when your service time is, to try to accommodate that. But you just have to communicate that as the customer.
Right. Exactly.
You can't read their mind or their situation. Right. So it's not your fault, and you shouldn't have to suffer wasting your time because people want to get that.
Exactly.
But it's business and it happens.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's what we learn off of.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't really have to deal with that experience because if someone's buying a product from me, they're either paying me and I will give them their product, or they are giving me money and I'm giving them a product right away.
Right. Yeah.
So there's no I've had a couple times when I've been like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll make it, and, just pay me when it's ready, and then they don't come and get it. But that's also my bad, because I could have easily been like, hey.
Yeah, here, this is how much it is. Okay, once you get the money, then you start making it.
But it's okay. That we always have wins and losses. We learn from those wins and losses.
And wins are just as important as the losses. Yes. The losses teach you. And the wins motivate you.
And I feel like all three of us, we take losses harder than we celebrate wins.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
All three of us, I know.
Feel like we all dwell in our losses. We take it very hard. Like, dang, we didn't do this today, or we didn't get this much done today. We weren't more productive than we should have been. You know what I mean?
But that's also because we have very high goals.
Yeah. I just feel like my expectations in life are so high for myself. Like, me and Sis used to talk about, like, how we're going to live in disco and what we're going to do in disco. Yeah. I mean, that's still our goal. Don't get me freaking wrong. But how we were going to have this green car. Don't play with us. Like, we were going to get a Lamborghini. Like, we were dreaming big because that's all we do. If you don't dream big, then
you won't you're not winning. Near big.
Because if you say that you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it.
So then what are your guys' dreams? Like, what is your top dream? Like, goal, big dream, like that.
My goal and my dream. I want to own my own spa.
Okay. Yeah.
Most definitely. But, like, I want it to be makeup, brows, like...
Braids.
That's going to be a service. But just wait.
All creepy like.
Yeah, for real. Goals, dreams. I don't want to live in California anymore.
Okay.
Sorry, but I want to live in Florida or like Texas, somewhere other than California. This trash.
Yeah.
Because
I feel you there.
If anybody who is listening to our podcast is out of California,
lucky, first
of all. Lucky, yeah. You, because I want to get out of this hellhole.
Going on right now.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's
California.
It's a lot to process personally.
Yeah.
As well as in our businesses, because it affects everything we do. You guys are in the health industry, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like health and beauty services go hand in hand, so. You know, you have to apply to that. You know, you have to comply to all these different standards.
Right.
And then, you know, with me, luckily I'm online and I offer a service, but it still affects customers wanting to come to pop-ups and customers wanting to come out and shop and stuff. So it's like, it's crazy to not. And it's affected shipping times with products and quantities. And there's a huge shortage of t-shirts right now and sweatshirts. Yeah. Like there, I can't order any plain black t-shirts. Anyway.
Because everyone is owning their own business.
That too. Like, that's another issue that's been happening because of COVID. Everyone
wants to be a boss babe, and I freaking love it. I love it. But it's like,
but oh I my will God. Say, not everyone has it in them to do it.
Yeah.
And when people start to try and they take a piece of the pie, I guess you could say,
and don't finish
it. And then don't finish it. It's like, well, that's wasted now.
Yeah, you have to be persistent, even when it's hard, even when you feel like you're not moving anywhere, you're not doing what you wanted to do. You have to be persistent in it because, I mean, everyone starts from the bottom. Nobody starts at the top. Nobody. You have to work your way up there.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. Everybody who was at the top started the same spot that you were at.
I mean, did you know how to do lashes before you learned how to do lashes?
No. Literally. No.
Did you know how to microblade? No. I did not know how to bleach a t-shirt
start
properly.
From the bottom, y'all.
I knew nothing. It was,
and I feel like that's a big thing, though, is a lot of people jump into this expecting to be, like, highly successful within the first week or something like that. And it's like, it's a process. It's a process to get people interested and interactive with your stuff. It's
frustrating.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
No. And it's ever changing.
But as long as you're persistent,
That's persistent.
It will come.
Because you know what? Tomorrow it could be the Instagram could have a whole new algorithm.
Right.
Yeah. It could have a whole new way of doing things. It could be a whole different way to post something. Like, it's always changing. And what people want is always changing. Like, tomorrow brow styles could be freaking caterpillars again.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, remember how they were, like, squiggles at one time? I'm like what is going on, you guys?
The industry is just ever changing.
Yeah.
It's always,
always.
And
so
you
have
to keep up with the trends.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because if you don't, then that's how you lose your clientele. Mm-hmm. That's how you get down.
And that's why it sucks sometimes, because social media.
You still
want
to make it you at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Social
so
media can really drain you at times, but you have to be on it for your business. Because if you're not, you're not caught up. You don't know what's going on. You're out of the loop.
Yeah.
And then if you're out of the loop,
and the next person that's in the loop is now stepping up in front of you because they're on top of it.
Right. You have to always.
And you just, you know, you're going down now instead of up.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a lot to think about, because when I think about times when I didn't post, it affects it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it sucks, because I really don't, like, if you look at my personal social media, I hardly post on it. Because I'm already, like, on my business one so much, I'm, like, drained. I'm, like, I don't want to be on social media anymore.
No, for real.
Like, it's a lot talking to people and messaging and, you know, sometimes you get those grumpy customers or the rude ones and you're just, like,
Ugh,
and it just takes it out of you, and then your whole day is just...
But then you're gonna
You gotta just take a minute. Be quiet.
Zen it out.
Because you have to remember, they're always your great customers and your great support systems that are out there.
That's what I always forget, too. Like, I do have support, and the support that I have, I need to be grateful for.
Right.
Like, I need to stop being grateful, like, oh my god, I don't have enough followers.
Well, and as a business owner, you have to always hold yourself at a certain level, regardless if you get a nasty message. You know, you can't sit there and write something nasty back to them. You have to hold yourself up as a businesswoman
like,
level.
Like, you know your value and what you're worth and what you've created, right? Because your business is your creation from the ground up. You know what you've created, and so you have to know that you're not worth people talking to you like that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't let that bother you or ruin your day or ruin your week. Because you know what? There's going to be 10 other people that are behind you, supporting you.
That love it.
Yeah, so you can't fight against that one.
Yeah, most definitely. It's a hard life.
It is.
It's a hard life, but I keep saying, thug it out.
Thug it out.
I don't know what any of y'all beliefs are, but I just pray about it.
Yeah. Pray about it, thug it out.
I know he's listening to me. Yeah. He knows. I'm telling y'all. But
what else? I think that's it.
I feel like we covered a lot today.
Yeah, we talked about a lot. We had a lot of good stuff.
What about advice for people who are starting their business? Like today at our coffee and chat,
we met an amazing woman who is about to start her own business.
She makes like cute little birthday banners, cake toppers, like the little high chair banners, like all
super
that like themed stuff
for
and,
kids.
Yeah, she showed me some pictures. Super
anything
cute.
You guys want.
Yeah, baby showers, parties.
She's starting it. She hasn't got business cards or business name.
So yeah, we're kind of leading her in the right direction.
Yeah.
On how to get that started. Yeah. And we're excited
that
to see where she goes.
Yeah, I'm super excited. That is one thing I will say from my pop ups that I have loved. My favorite part is watching people that have never done it before and watching them
grow
into, like, you
like
two,
a butterfly
example. Like you two, you guys were so scared and I remember that you were literally, your sister was like, Kayla's gonna do her microblading class, like she should set up, right? And I was like, yeah, she should set up. And then you were like, can she set up? I'm like, yeah. And I remember you guys were so scared and you guys were like, you were stressing out about the table wasn't looking right.
I was so mad.
You were so mad and everyone was like, Kayla, calm down. Sam's like, Kayla, calm down. It's fine. And you guys were just stressed out. And then all of a sudden you guys were just like standing there nervous. Like you didn't know who to talk to, what to say. You really only knew like me and your sister and like maybe a couple other people because you had like sat with your sister at a few events.
Yeah.
But you were just like, you guys were so new. And now I look at you guys and you guys are helping people over here and running over here and talking to people over here. And you guys are just, and it's crazy. And there's a couple other people that are at our pop-ups that I've literally seen from little, like, scared first timers. And now they're just like, they get there, they set their stuff up, they know
they're
how to do the damn thing.
Yeah.
And they do it. And it's crazy because I'm like, you guys were so scared before. I remember like talking you into doing a pop-up. Like I've literally talked people into it and then they just do great. And I'm like, good, way to go. Like, go you, keep it up.
Yeah.
It's just cool to see. And it's like, and now you guys, now that we do like the coffee and chat, we're really trying to get local women out that maybe are scared or maybe don't know where to start or maybe they have started and they kind of gave up.
Yeah. Just for like support. Like it's,
like, it's not easy. We know it's not easy and we want to support you through the way and ask us questions. Give us advice because we need it
we
too.
Are not
like,
there
we're not,
either.
We are not humans just as much as you. Yeah, like you're a mom just as much as that lady was. Yeah. Like she was a mom too. Like you can relate to those things. You know what I mean? Like
we can all learn from each other. Yeah. And we can all support each other. And that's the biggest thing is having each other's backs in this crazy time because women can be
very hateful.
And I know that feeling of feeling like everyone just hates you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you get attacked enough, you feel like everyone's against you and you kind of forget who's behind you. And I never want anyone out there that like follows me or if I talk to you on a regular basis, I never want anyone to feel like you don't have anyone behind you because you do have people behind you.
Yeah. Right.
And like, it's not just me. It's not just us three. There's a whole group of women, a whole group of people, local businesses that are behind you.
Yes.
And that if you need someone to talk to, guaranteed one of us will be available.
Oh,
yeah.
Always.
You know
what
no matter what it's
give
about.
Give me a call. DM me.
If you have questions, if you're just scared, if you're nervous, if you just don't know where to go from here, just, you know, you can always reach out to us, and we might not have the answer, but we can make you feel better about it.
Or we'll help you find the answer.
That's the thing. You know, we know people with resources that, you know, can coach you, can help you.
Yeah.
I personally am going through a personal business coaching program right now. And it's helping me, because before I started the program and before, I was really struggling with where to go with my business, because I wasn't in it. I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't happy about it. And I mean, still working through it, but I feel better in having someone there to kind of help you and give you lessons and give you
things
that are going to help you
is
priceless. And we can, you know, set you up with a call with one of those people, or you can try to talk to us and see, maybe we can offer you some kind of advice.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, regardless, we're behind you and we're on your team.
We're always here.
Always here.
Yes.
Always. You can send us a DM, send us a message.
Whatever you want, girl. Call me up. I'm here.
It was like, I can tell you stories.
Yeah, we got advice. What you want, girl? What you want?
We are just so excited to do this. We're going to record hopefully weekly.
Yes,
and we're going to have some cool guests on here.
Yeah, we'll have some guest speakers for you, and
we just want to bring some
clean out the closet.
And just some real talk.
Yeah.
You know, because life is crazy.
Yeah.
Life is a roller coaster, and we want to talk about those high moments and the low moments and all of them in between.
We want to get vulnerable with y'all.
Vulnerable.
Be open, because now we're nervous, but just wait.
I'm a lot less nervous, though, than when we first started.
Yeah. I feel better.
Because we feel like we're outside in our little hangout.
In our little huddle.
In our little huddle. This is what we do for
zone.
Every day. We just talk, honestly, and give each other advice, because if you don't have other people who are supporting you, who's going to support you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that feeling of being alone is hard.
Yeah.
It is.
It's
hard. And we've all gone through it. And so many people go through it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a hard place to get out of. And that's the problem, is it's not easy to just wake up and be like, oh, let me be happy today. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
Like, when you have the weight of shit going on on you, it's not easy to just wake up and forget about it or move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or even with that, just send grace. Just keep going. You know what I mean? Like, thug it out. You might have these struggles going on, but just say, today's going to be a good day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just
speak it into existence.
Yes. Like, people might not know this, but, like, your mind runs everything you do. So, if you think negative, negative things are going to happen.
If you say you're tired all day, you're going to be tired.
It's just your outlook.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's your outlook. It's your outlook on life.
Really.
It's how you view it. If you view it as a shitty day from the time you open your eyes, it's going to be a shitty day for you.
Literally.
Because you're already in the mindset of a shitty day.
I said today was going to be a great day.
And here we are.
It's going to be
a great day.
Today has been a good day.
Yeah, we had a good day today.
Yeah, we had a good coffee and chat this morning.
Yes.
We came here, did our podcast for you guys.
Yes.
We're going to hopefully have a guest next week. We're going to I'm hoping. So that will be super fun. But yeah, so everyone needs to subscribe to our podcast, because we're going to get real with y'all here pretty soon.
It's going to get real juicy up in here.
Yeah. Just wait. We're getting raw.
So, yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God, I'm so happy with this. If you came to the end,
we love you guys.
If you listen to all of our crap,
if you made it this far, I love you.
Yeah, you are the best.
You're a real one. Literally.
For real.
All right, guys.
Well, okay.
We're going to talk to y'all next week.